It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 142. Basically what it is, it's a cluster F of highlights collected from my afternoon radio show on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And every so often we have bands on the show as well. In fact, I'm hearing that later this month, Dallas Green of City and Color is going to be popping by, playing a couple of songs with us and a little interview as well. That'll be included in the January 27th edition of the podcast. Hey, you like the podcast? Don't forget to rate it on iTunes. Tell your friends. Or if you've got a comment, hey, message me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, if you're a hockey fan, you may have heard that LA Kings forward Dustin Penner missed Saturday's hockey game due to a back injury. But did you hear what caused this back injury? Pancakes. Seriously. Dustin Penner claims he was having breakfast with his family, mowing down on some pancakes, when all of a sudden his back just locked up. Now, see, at first I thought it was just an excuse, you know, like the NHL equivalent to my dog ate my homework. But bizarrely enough, this isn't the first pedestrian activity to injure a pro athlete. Just last year, St. Louis Cardinals left-hander Brian Tallett was on the disabled list for close to 3 months after he hurt his rib cage sneezing. And a woman in Texas told the authorities that hidden messages in the music of Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson made her set her dad's house on fire. Okay, on one hand, can music really make you do something? I don't think so. That said, it's always rock music in stories like this, isn't it? You never hear of anyone going to a John Mayer concert or a Michael Bublé concert and going home and killing their family. I gotta say, though, I do have a theory. If you had to make a guess which artist's concert would yield more people stoned out of their mind on some crazy substance, I think I'd have to go Marilyn Manson.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, I'm on my way home from work, and then I'm probably going to go to a birthday party.
Oh, whose birthday?
A friend of mine. His name is Brad.
You're not getting him a gift, right?
I am not getting him a gift.
You ever notice that when girls get together, it's like they give each other gifts on their birthdays? Like, guys never give each other birthday gifts.
Well, I'll buy him a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then he'll appreciate that right now.
The instant gratification, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, for some reason, it just seems like it'd be weird.
It could be funny if I showed up with a weird gift.
You know what you should get him? You should get him like, you should go to Walmart and get him a pack of Hanes. Like a three-pack of Hanes. Wrap that up and just give it to him like totally serious. Just,
should I write his name on them?
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's a good idea. Well, maybe I'll stop on my way. I think there's probably like 4 or 6 Walmarts on my way.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, this year's Coachella lineup came up this week. The headliners for the 3-day music and arts festival in Indio, California are Black Keys, Radiohead, and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, who, in case you haven't heard, was just arrested. Yes, yeah, Snoop Dogg? Yeah, and you'll never guess why. Nope, not a murderous rampage. Nope, not insider trading. Believe it or not, it was marijuana possession. Yeah, I'm as shocked as you are. You know, a lot of people are saying that Snoop is a huge addition to the lineup, but is he really? I mean, the guy was on The Price is Right last week. I don't see Anthony Kiedis on there. And hey, Snooki lost 20 pounds, which is great news. Absolutely incredible. You know, I don't even watch Jersey Shore. I'm just thinking, you know, if she loses another 102 pounds, we'll be rid of her completely. And good news, ladies. Johnny Depp. Actor Johnny Depp, his relationship could be in trouble. Sources claim that the actor and his partner of 14 years aren't getting along and that their relationship could be ending at any time. That said, they do live on their very own private island in the Caribbean. I would imagine it's a lot harder to leave your partner when you have to travel miles and miles across the ocean to get away.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, Beyonce and Jay-Z had a baby over the weekend. The couple reportedly rented out the entire maternity ward at the hospital where she gave birth. Yeah, at a cost of $1.3 million. See, the funny thing is, 18 years from now, we'll all sit around scratching our heads, wondering where this kid's sense of entitlement came from.
Hmm.
And Khloe Kardashian. Is Khloe really a Kardashian? Well, some sources are claiming no. Robert Kardashian reportedly revealed before he died that Khloe wasn't actually his daughter. Which, you know, would actually make sense. See, her coloring's about right, but the bone structure, it's just all wrong. To me, Khloe kind of looks like Rosie O'Donnell wearing a Kim Kardashian Halloween costume. And medical news, doctors say a joint a day is okay. What? I read that, I was like, which doctors? Dr. Seuss? Dr. Dre? But believe it or not, this wasn't just some article I found on the back of a pack of zigzags. There's actually a write-up about it in the American Journal of Medicine, stating that the occasional use of marijuana was associated with small but statistically significant increases in lung airflow. Who'd have thought? Plus, there's the added benefit of walking around smelling like you don't have a job.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Like being a talentless loudmouth wasn't reason enough to hate Rosie O'Donnell, now I read this headline. Shark lovers angry at Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, apparently a photo surfaced online of Rosie posing next to a hammerhead shark caught during a fishing trip. Wow, you know your career is in trouble when you lose a popularity contest to a man-eating fish. Either way, I think we can rule Rosie out as a host for next year's Shark Week on Discovery. And speaking of man-eaters, Demi Moore insists the new guy she's hanging around with is just a friend. Yeah, 49-year-old actress and her 26-year-old model friend. I mean, it makes sense, right? They probably have a lot in common. Menopausal hot flashes, trying to get enough calcium, watching The Mentalist. And the sequel to the biggest movie in the world has been postponed. Producer Jon Landau says Avatar 2 has been pushed back another 2 years, from 2014 to 2016. Yeah, that's right, you'll be waiting another 4 years for the follow-up. Which is sort of good news, I guess. I mean, if you haven't seen the first one, you've got just enough time to watch it before the next one comes out.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, glad it's Friday. How's that?
Friday the 13th, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy some lottery tickets, so.
Well, you know, they say Friday the 13th is supposed to be very unlucky. That said, though, there's nothing bad that's ever really happened to me on a Friday the 13th.
As far as I can remember, me neither, so.
I mean, unless you count the time my entire family was stung to death by killer bees.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter. but other than that, nothing.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
Tomorrow night is Betty White's 90th birthday. NBC is airing a program called A Tribute to America's Golden Girl, which I'm guessing they actually put together as an obituary piece when she turned 85, and they were just trying to get a little more mileage out of it. Either way, that show will be followed up by Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Yeah, it's senior citizens pulling pranks on young people. And while the TV show Virgin Diaries may try to convince you otherwise, you can only lose your virginity once. Well, at least in most cases. A 27-year-old UK woman technically lost it twice because she has two vaginas. Seriously. The woman recounts that when she turned 18, she went to a doctor because her boyfriend said she was, quote, different in that area. And it was at that point that she learned she had two vaginas, two separate uteruses, and two cervixes. And mark this day down in history, Hulk Hogan is shaving his mustache for an upcoming audition. Yeah, Hulk Hogan without a mustache. Can you imagine? I mean, that's like Lindsay Lohan without a drinking problem. Well, or like Rosie O'Donnell without, a mustache.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at Sonic1029.com.